Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Another day
in the vault. Another day of the vault.
Episode 14. Episode
14.
What are we talking about this week?
How we're talking about hobbies.
Yes, we are. We're
talking about hobbies, not Habibs.
Oh my God.
I was just kidding.
Holy cow.
That was not the joke of the day.
Wow, that started out real rough for us.
That was a joke.
It's early in the morning. You know, I'm kind of tired of this episode. I won't lie. Didn't sleep good last night.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not like any specific reason. I just didn't.
You just didn't sleep good.
All right, we're going to start us off with the joke of the day.
Yeah, that's you.
You
first.
Yeah.
Always.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
That's a good one. I feel like you'd tell it to a 5-year-old.
Hey.
Then they wouldn't get it.
I almost told it to you and you didn't get it.
I got it.
But you had it completely. Yeah, but you almost didn't. If I wouldn't have gave you a warning about you not getting it, I don't think you would have got it.
It probably would have flew right over my head.
Like the green one did.
Yeah, that was a good one. Now that I look back at it, that was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, what's up with the joke? What do you got for us today?
You mean a fact?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Fact of the day. Do you know that all 7.5 billion people could fit inside Los Angeles?
No, I don't believe you.
Yes, if they stood shoulder to shoulder in every house within the 500 square mile Los Angeles, they would fit.
Okay. I mean, if you're getting technical.
They fit. They wouldn't live there. They would just be there.
I mean, if you're getting technical, okay, sure. I still don't believe it, but...
That's what I read.
I feel like Los Angeles is overpopulated as it is. There's a bunch of dummies out there.
Oh, those are facts.
That should have been the fact of the day. A bunch of dummies in Los Angeles. You know what our joke of the day should have been?
The Los vault. Angeles. Oh, yep. Yeah, the vault's definitely a joke.
We are a joke over here.
Some gang signs.
My finger itches. I'm not throwing gang signs.
You have to check our YouTube after that one.
I don't really know how this episode's going to be because I don't really know how we can follow up Nick because that was just a great episode.
Yeah, and it was fun having Nick on.
Yeah, and then I even went to him this past week and got a fresh cut.
As you can see, I did not.
That's why I'm no longer wearing a hat this episode.
I'm definitely wearing a hat.
I'll probably wear a hat next episode, though, because it'll probably be, I don't want to fix it anymore. All right, we're going straight into hobbies. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. None of our answers will be as sophisticated or as a baller answer as Nick's hobby of
making money. That's probably the best answer I've ever heard in my entire life for hobbies.
It really was. And I
caught me off guard.
I don't want to answer these because it's going to be like, wow, you sound stupid. Right. But you know what? Guess what? We're doing hobbies. We already had it scheduled. Yes, because guess what? We schedule our episodes. All right. We each got three hobbies to talk about. Yeah. What's your first one?
My first one, we'll go with fishing.
Ooh.
I guess I'll just talk about how I like to fish. And what I like to fish for. I like to fish for...
Fish.
Fish. Yes. I like tournament bass fishing. I did have a partner back right up as soon as I got out of high school. We won a lot of tournaments that summer. But now I have a new partner. Played baseball with him the summer after high school. And we get along pretty well.
Can we just clarify that your old partner is not dead?
Yeah, no.
Because you made it sound like he was dead. I used to have a partner, but now I have a new partner.
No, he went off to college and
all right.
Fished.
No partner's dead.
In college.
We got it.
Right. No partners are dead.
All right.
The way I like to fish, I'm going to talk about my fishing setup today, really.
Oh, boy.
This is going to turn into a YouTube video, Ethan's YouTube, for fishing.
Ethan's School of Fishing.
So I like to use, you know, Abu Garcia reels, 7-1-1 or 8-1-1 reels, bait casters, of course.
Preach to him.
Yeah, I'm preaching. Amen, brother. usually 8 to 12 pound line, depending on what I'm fishing. When I'm fishing we'll just name stuff I like fishing. I like fishing a crankbait.
Not saying anything.
On that, I like to fish a 12-pound line just in case I get hung up in a stump, which happens often, very often. on that, I like to use like a white I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. White color crankbait. He put me on the spot.
Hey, this is Ethan's school of fishing, so yeah, I'm Ethan just
school of fishing.
I'm here. I'm taking notes.
It's rough listening to me this morning.
I think it's rough listening to you anytime, but continue.
Yeah. Crankbait, jerkbait, along the same colors, whatever the water is that day, whatever the color of the water is. Like, if it just rains, you want to use more of a brighter color, the way it gets fish's attention. But if it's more clear, then you want to use a more natural color of the lake.
Wow. Yeah. So much going into this.
I know. A lot. I could probably sit here and talk about fishing all day.
Yeah, I don't think the people want to hear that.
It'd be very monotone, but
I don't think people want to hear that.
I like to fish crankbait, jerkbait. I don't like fishing a spinnerbait too much. I feel like too many fish get off on a spinnerbait whenever I fish it. Maybe I'm just not fishing it right. Senko, for sure. I got a secret on the Senko that I'm not telling anybody.
Oh, wow. Someone's four a little greedy. 4-inch
Senko. Go 4-inch Senko. Set of 5 or 6. Catches a lot more fish.
I thought you just said you weren't telling anybody.
Yeah, I lied. I was joking.
I got a secret. I'm not telling anybody. Here's a secret.
The Ned Rig is great for small lakes, shallow areas, and I say small lakes. It's good for any lake, but shallow areas that have rock bottom or rivers or in creeks. It's good for that.
Okay.
A Ned Rig, I guess I need to just tell what a Ned Rig is. A Ned Rig is kind of like a jig, but it's a lot smaller.
Okay.
Yep. That's it.
That's all you got for fishing?
Yeah.
That's all you want to say for fishing?
Yeah. Other all than right. that, I got a big year this year. Me and my partner are going to the national tournament. They're hoping to anyway.
Yeah, I'm not his partner. I don't fish enough.
Do you even fish?
Yeah, I fish.
Let's go fishing. Let's get a kayak.
Okay.
Okay, bet.
All right. So I would say that's probably you say your biggest hobby, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Your hobby. I mean, hobbies change. I get that. I would say my biggest hobby, and it's something that I used to work a lot with. I'm gonna say game use like items. So what I mean by that is like
tell us about it.
So baseball specifically, like jerseys, bats, bases, baseballs, anything that was used in the game. Jerseys the players wore, like I love that. I collect that. That's fun. I have 5 or 6 jerseys. 7, 8, I don't know how many at this point. There's a lot. They're getting up there. They're not always cheap. But that's something I'm really into, just the story behind the jersey. Like, I have a jersey. It's a Dansby Swanson jersey. Shout out Dansby Swanson because he's a boy. He's a dog. You know, I get it. He plays for the Braves. I know not everybody likes the Braves. I don't really like the Braves, but I like Dansby Swanson. And it's a jersey he wore like 5 games during the season, hit a home run in it. So, like, it's cool to be like, hey, yo, this dude balled out in this jersey.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, even like baseballs, like, you get. So, I only do authenticated items, you know, because I want to make sure it's real.
Only real stuff.
Yeah. So, like, they have, for it to be authenticated, they have to see where it goes. They have to get it back. So, like, if it leaves the stands, you can't authenticate it. Because you don't know. People can just swap out the balls, you know what I'm saying? Like, bring one and all that. Yeah. Okay. So, it has to be, like, if it, like, gets fouled back to the net, or the authenticator has to see the ball, just like the jerseys, they have to see the player take off the jersey for it to be marked game used. Or you can have, if they don't see it, but they know it's, like, in the locker room, this Marcus team issued because they didn't see him take it off.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know how they authenticated stuff.
Yeah, they have to see him, like, use it. And, like, the bat, like, even with, like, bats and all that, they have to see them take, like, use the bat, and the bat go, like, straight to them. And other than that, it's team issued. Just because they, like, they're not going to mark it as game use if they didn't see it used in the game. Okay. Same thing with the bases. They watch the bases get taken off the field, put a authentication sticker on it and all that. But baseballs, just to see like the story, like, hey, who pitched this baseball? Who hit this baseball? Or like now with MLB's authentication system, like you can see what type of pitch it was, how fast it was thrown, what the count was, like every single thing, which is sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. They went really far and stuff like that.
And stuff like that goes, I mean, baseballs aren't expensive. Jerseys are. Like, I haven't ventured into the NFL and NBA yet because, I mean, it'd be cool, but, like, I don't really care for an NBA jersey. I don't need one. I don't have an NBA team. Like, I'd want a Chiefs jersey if I get one, but those are expensive. I mean, there's jerseys that just go for outrageous amounts in baseball, too. Like, Mike Trout's first 5-for-5 game of his career, that jersey went for $50,000.
Really?
$50,000.
Holy cow.
And I couldn't imagine spending $50,000 on a jersey.
Could you imagine Mike Trout jersey?
It wouldn't be right here.
Right here.
It would not be behind us. I promise you that.
It'd be in a case.
Right here. If I spent $50,000 on a jersey, it'd be in a case, but it wouldn't be behind us. It'd be in the...
You sure?
I would say it'd be in like a vault, but we are the vault, so...
Yeah, we are the vault.
But no, that'd say my biggest hobby. I just like... Because there's a lot of auction sites that... And I look at those daily just to see what they have, because that's cool. And it's just cool to look at stuff and like see what other people have. Like, I'm in a few Facebook groups, and like people post when they get new stuff. I'm like, yo, that's cool. Or I'm like, yeah, that's not cool. Why would anybody want that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else?
No, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's fun just to like listen. And like, especially when other people come and talk about it, like talk to you about their collections. Like, hey, that's kind of cool, honestly.
I'm going to fall right in line with your game you stuff. Kind of. Not really. But baseball.
Preach. Facts. Love that. Oh, it's the best sport on earth.
It is. Baseball used to be a real big hobby for me and old Helfin over here.
God, how many times I've been called Helfin and it's been mispronounced. And obviously the F's before the L, but hey, go off.
Me and him has played baseball since together.
Forever.
Pretty much forever, yeah. I don't even remember the first game we ever played together with.
I guarantee we were over 500 games together.
Oh, easy. Well, that one year.
We played like 100.
We played 104. And we won 96 of them.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this guy's a legend. I'm pretty sure I had at least 28 home runs that year.
I'm pretty sure I had at least 50 walks that year.
Yeah, he got on base. I hit him in. That's what we did. Shake him back. No Ricky Bobby.
You went. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. But I was 2-hole. You were 3-hole. That's what we did.
Yeah. I was a hit stick.
I literally.
He was getting hit by the stick.
Not by the stick, by the ball.
Yeah, same thing.
I know that year, just our regular season for league, we played what, like, 15 games?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know in league that year, I had 28 walks and 21 hit by pitches. God. That one game, I literally got hit all 5 at-bats.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I was
I'd pay to watch you get hit by baseball again.
Ah, jeez. I would...
Maybe not that hard. I probably can't throw that hard today.
So no, maybe I'll just hit you that's like... Game. I was talking to my dad about helping me know, and I was like, hey, tell him if he ever needs someone to come over and like throw him BP, like, I'll throw about 30 pitches, then we'll do some T-work. I'm about done after that.
Dude, our dads...
Yeah, they threw...
They both probably threw 600 pitches each week. Oh.
I'll never forget the...
We had dangers off of them.
I'll never forget the first time your dad ever got hit from throwing BP, and I smoked... That was me, because I smoked him in the shoulder. Yeah, he was done.
That was in the batting cage, wasn't it?
No.
No?
That was at practice. That was on the field.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I got him good.
That was rough.
He shouldn't have been there.
Those were the good old days. I miss those days.
Yeah, but no, baseball's it, man. I miss it so much. Just playing... The dog days of summer. Tournaments. So many tournaments.
God, we had a tournament every weekend.
And it wasn't like, hey, we're going to go play on Saturday, and Sunday we're going to get knocked out the first game. No, we're playing all day Saturday. Guess what? We're playing all day Sunday. All day
Sunday, and the last game on Sunday is like at 7 p.m.
And guess what? We're probably coming home with a trophy.
Yeah, we got lots of them.
90% of the time, we came home with a trophy. Until we started winning too much, and they started just giving us medals, because it was like, these guys have enough trophies. They just give us little... medallions.
Yeah, I got a whole... That's what we should get down here, is our case of trophies. We could probably line this whole room.
Probably.
With trophies.
Get that banner, that state championship banner in there.
Yeah, we could put that down here. I know where that's at. Mm. It's in the office.
Oh.
Not my office. I don't have an office. This is my office.
I'm going to kind of go off of yours with baseball.
You're still my hobby, huh?
Not really, but yes. But I'm going to go with sports in general. Just, okay. I love sports. I mean, I do have a degree in sport management, so it obviously makes sense for my...
What's about that?
I think I already have. But just sports in general, it's just to watch. I'm a big sports guy. Stats, I love stats. And you know what's kind of fun, too? Mascots. I love mascots.
Mascots are neat. I like watching videos of mascots and how they bully each other. That's awesome. I love it.
I love watching mascots bully each other, he says. But yeah, sports in general. I mean, I feel like I would be dumb not to say sports is a hobby if I have a degree in sports. But hey, you know what? I got a degree in sports, but I don't like sports.
You know, if I went back to college, if I went back to college and got a degree, I'd get a bachelor's in science.
Oh.
And I'd become a game warden.
Oh, why? Do you like fishing?
I just like...
game wardening?
Yeah.
You just like telling people what to do?
Yeah.
Scaring them when you drive by? Not even do anything, just... I'm not gonna lie, every time you see the game...
and you're like, did I do something wrong?
No, but you you get that little panic instant every time. You're like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? You think, you're like, do I have my license? Do I have everything I need? Please don't stop. Please don't stop. I get it, though. No.
But no, big respect for game wardens. They deal with a lot.
Poachers.
Yeah, mainly.
Wow. Those poachers. What are we going to do with those guys?
Get rid of them. Garbage.
Yeah. Don't, make sure you have a tag before you kill a deer.
Please.
if you got to. What's your last hobby?
My last hobby, which isn't really a hobby. It just makes me angry.
It's definitely a hobby.
Yeah. Video games.
For sure.
You know, there's a lot of video games out there. My two most played, probably the only two that I do play anymore, are COD, Warzone, and Madden.
Yeah.
Which I get spanked at.
Who spanks you at Madden?
Yeah.
That'd be me.
You. COD. Let's talk about the new COD update.
It's garbage. Hot trash.
They need to just...
I yelled at that. Off with it.
Off with a new update. Just new update. Right now.
Rewind. Yeah, go back. Let's not do that. You know, they should go back to like season 1-1, not season 2-1 or 1-2. Whatever you want to call it, excuse me.
Season 1-1 minus all the hackers. Well, season 1-1 was fine because it didn't have any hackers.
Yes.
But like season 3 and 4 is where hackers really started setting in.
Exactly. It was rough from there. It was no bueno. Not a fan.
Video games, it's great for baseball. Hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun just to play with your friends.
Yeah, that
just
too.
To have some
that
good too. Laughs.
But it sounded good.
Yeah, it did sound good.
It sounded real good.
And I want to say something before I talk about my hobby. I was going to say video games, but I was like, I knew that was yours. So I'm like, yeah, I don't want to have the same ones as you.
Okay.
Because obviously we do have a lot of the same hobbies.
And we're basically...
we're talking about Madden now and how I spank you at it. Let's just talk about, before I move on, how it seems like every time in the fourth quarter, the game just ends.
Yeah.
We never get to finish a full game.
Somehow the game just shuts off.
The game just shuts off, and I'm like, huh, that's crazy. And it's not my controller doing it because I don't have the controller in my hands. It's someone else's controller. I'm not going to name names, Ethan.
What?
But
what?
No,
it's not me.
So this is going to be a this is going to be a weird hobby. Not really. Maybe not, but like it's something I really enjoy because they're fun.
I mean, I'm on board with it.
But like cooking shows, like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, like just seeing like different places you can go to, and like because then you see those places on there, and then like say you go through that city, you're like, oh, I want to try stop there. That place looked good, or you like look up their full menu, and like that place looks good. I love Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Oh, I love anything he's on. It's so fun to watch, and like. Another show I like, besides Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Guys Grocery Games, Carnival Eats.
Carnival Eats is good.
Yeah.
God.
I'd probably get diabetes, but I'll tell you what.
I don't have it already.
But that stuff looks good. And I don't know. I'm probably going to go home and watch that, because I know what's going to be on. I record those. Not. Oh, yeah, we're playing
COD. You're playing COD.
I'll put it on that secondary TV. Okay. Other than that...
Hang on.
Okay.
Shout out to the girl on TikTok, Susie, that talks about food. You know, Susie, I don't even know. She says babe a lot.
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about, no.
Oh,
you're going to send me these TikToks.
Famous.
You're going to send me the TikToks.
She makes really good food. She's vegetarian or vegan. No. Which one can you eat eggs in?
Vegetarian. Okay. Vegan's like no vegetarian. Animal product.
She's a vegetarian, but she makes a lot of good looking food.
Yeah, vegan is like no animal products.
Okay. Well, you learned something today, guys.
Oh, I forgot another hobby I have.
Oh, yeah?
Loving Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that's definitely a hobby.
I don't know how it's not a hobby for everybody. Like, she's just... She's Margot Robbie. Dude, I saw a video of her pop up this morning. I don't even... It was like a sponsored ad, and it was like her doing something. And I was like, oh, my morning is off to a great start.
Good morning, Margot.
I was so happy.
Margot. Polo.
No, it's not Marco.
I know. I said Margot.
Yeah, but it's not funny. You don't say her name like that.
Sorry.
Anyway, you got any more hobbies? Anything you want to say?
Nope.
All right. As always, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. The Vault_Pod.
YouTube.
Is?
I don't know.
The Vault Podcast. The Vault Podcast. See, I ignore all this. Now, this is why I do it, because someone doesn't remember it.
Yes.
I was waiting for you to see if you would remember what we did last week, but you didn't. What Nick told us to do. Yep. Okay.
No.
Other than that, I think we're pretty Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah. We Gucci flip-flops.